From the Pardes Institute of Jewish Studies, this is Pardes from Jerusalem. I'm Larry Kluger, Pardes alum. This week, Bereishit. Welcome to a new year of podcasts from Pardes. This podcast is only one of many different podcasts that we have available for you. Check out all of our podcasts and additional electronic learning at our electronic learning website. That's elmad.pardes.org. This week, Bereishit with Yiska Smith. Yiska Smith is an adjunct faculty member at Pardes. And now, Yiska Smith.
Parshat Bereishit, the spiritual meaning of the phrase Vayehi Ora, let there be light. A teaching from the Netivot Shalom, Rabbi Shalom Noach Berezovsky, the Slonim Rebbe, who passed away in Yerushalayim in the year 2000. The Netivot Shalom explores the spiritual and deeper meaning of the phrase Vayehi Or, let there be light, and how this actually becomes a powerful resource in our spiritual toolbox. In the very beginning, in Bereishit, in the first chapter, in the first three verses, we read, Bereishit bara Elohim et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz, v'ha-aretz hayata tohu v'vohu, v'choshech al pnei tohom, v'ruach Elohim merachefet al pnei hamayim, v'yomer Elohim yehi ora, v'yehi or. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now the earth was astonishingly empty, tohu v'vohu, and the darkness was upon the face of the deep. And God said, Vayehi Or, let there be light. And there was light. Many commentators, especially the Hakli Yakara from Prague, who passed in 1619, were troubled by this. Actually, very troubled by the second verse. What is the purpose of the Torah informing us what preceded the creation of light? Regarding all other accounts of creation, the Torah never once informs us what existed directly prior to any other creation coming into existence. Rather, without any introduction, the Torah simply recounts what God created. Only in this specific instance does the Torah inform us what existed prior to the creation of light. And what was that? The earth was astonishingly empty, tohu vavohu, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. So the Netivot Shalom asks, what are we to learn from this? Specifically, as this relates to the idea of tohu. Now, Rashi explains the word tohu. In Hebrew, he says, Lashon tamei v'shimamon. Tamei with a tuf, by the way, not with a tet. So you've heard the word tamei, maybe, perhaps. That means impure. This is with a tuf. So Rashi explains tohu, quote, as an expression of tamei and shimamon, astonishment and dissolution, whereby a person wanders and is astonished at the emptiness therein. It is fitting to explain the source of this state of astonishment and desolation, and how the response to this state is, and God said, let there be light. This already helps us understand that there is a direct cause and effect between verse number 2 and verse number 3. The former is much more than an introduction to that which follows. Rather, it's the cause. And the latter, Vayehi Or, and God said, let there be light, is in fact the effect. There is room to suggest that the Torah comes to teach us from the very beginning, literally, that matters of creation, the Briat Olam, are divided into two spheres, Hashamayim, the heaven, and Haaretz, the earth. The heaven represents those matters relevant to the soul, and the earth represents those matters relevant to the body. it is Haaretz that is described as tohu vavohu, astonishingly empty, meaning that when a person is drowning in the everyday, daily, earthly matters, to the point of feeling stuck and unable to escape, that person experiences tamei en shimamon, the state of astonishment and desolation. This, in turn, significantly compromises and weakens a person's yeshuv hada'at, one's peace of mind. In fact, this is one way of understanding the power and the effect of the yetzer hara, the dark voice in each of us that seeks to sabotage one's connection to one's soul and to God, truly weakening the spiritual strength of the Jew. By way of example, the Netivot Shalom teaches us this is exactly what Haman designed to do. He wanted to devise a plan. In the end, he wanted to annihilate the Jews. But he knew he just couldn't do that. So therefore, he wanted to devise a plan that would confuse, astonish, and traumatize the Jewish people, which would result in utter despair. Only then he would be able, so he thought, to destroy the Jewish nation, which was his ultimate goal. Initially, actually, his scheme appeared to succeed. Likewise, the primary purpose of the Yetzer Hara, this dark voice in each one of us, is to confuse the Jew's mindset and consciousness by way of trapping the person within the multitude of earthly related and physical concerns. This entrapment can become so severe that the person feels overwhelmed and entangled in a sort of mental and psychological web that has now been spun. This is what brings a person to feeling a sense of groping in the dark, the choshech, the darkness, without even knowing at times where one is going. The worst consequence that one is now experiencing in this darkness is utter confusion, astonishment, and desolation. Tohu vavohu. The Netivot Shalom states that all the wealth in the world is not worth 1 hour, chevra, 1 hour of experiencing a settled, quiet, and clear mind. Yeshuv hadat. The highest and greatest expression of being in relationship with Hashem, of feeling close to God, is when one experiences clarity and peace of mind in the relationship. Nothing can be greater than this. The opposite of this is the spiritual state of tohu vavohu, and the consequential confusion that it causes. It's actually, for some of us, it could be outright draining. This is the significance of v'ha'aretz hayata tohu vavohu, that the earth was astonishingly empty, that the reality and the very existence of all earthly related matters can bring a person, although not necessarily, but can, to the spiritual state of tohu vavohu. And this unfortunate reality that can cause so much pain and breakage is found not only in those areas in the physical world that are prohibited according to the Torah, but equally as well within the realm of the permitted. Actually, the Netivot Shalom teaches this, the area of the permitted, is the area of life that causes even more concern and requires more diligence in how we go about engaging with it. This is because the very nature of the physical, earthly related matters has the potential to entrap a person and bring the person to tohu vavohu. So what do we do? What's the cure? What's the solution? Well, the single most important piece of advice that the Netivot Shalom offers in how to avoid this situation is stated in the very next verse. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. The godly light of the soul illuminates within the person. As it says in Mishlei, in the book of Proverbs, Chaf Chaf Zayin 20:27, Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam. The lamp of God is the soul of the person. The nature of the soul is to save the person from becoming entangled and enmeshed in all the many earthly concerns and trappings. For when the spiritual nature of a person illuminates within the person, then the individual is able to actually elevate the physical world in which he or she engages. This practice employs the physical in the relationship with God rather than rejecting it. So not only is the person not drowning in the quicksand effect of being thoroughly confused and feeling entrapped in this space of tohu vohu, rather the individual actually utilizes all the various creations that are permitted in the physical world to enhance and strengthen one's sense of closeness with Hashem. As the Magid of Meserich, who was the main student, he's considered to be the main student of the Baal Shem Tov, Rabbi Dov Ber of Meserich. He taught on the verse in Psalms 104:24, Kuf Dalad Chaf Dalad, Mal'a Ha'aretz Kinyanecha. The earth is full of your creatures, of your possessions. That earthly matters are full of ways and possibilities to acquire a relationship with God, defined by greater strength, greater integrity, and even more intimacy and closeness. However, the single most important advice, echoing the above, is that one needs to always focus on the next verse. And God said, "Vayomer Elohim, let there be light." And there was light. This in of itself is a spiritual practice that behooves each one of us to cultivate. For when a person is engaged with earthly concerns, if he or she chooses, then in the most revealed way, the light of the soul illuminates the person's life, or can illuminate the person's life if we allow it or allow her. So really then, all of one's thoughts and intentions must be occupied with the one concern of how to bring nachat ruach, pleasure, pride to God, may he be blessed, of how to nurture, how to cultivate this closeness that we feel at times with God, with our own spiritual center, with our soul, with that piece of God in whom each one of us has been created. The Zohar teaches us that God took this initial light, Vayahi Ora, that he created after the darkness, and he hid it. This became known as the Or Ganuz. The challenge is to be open to accessing this Or Ganuz, this hidden light. And where is it hidden? Within each one of us. It is always within us, in each and every individual, no more and no less than anybody else. The Netivot Shalom concludes, in the name of the Lechavitz Rebbe, who is in Poland, who passed in 1810, that the verse, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light, Vayomer Elohim Vayahi Or," actually affords us a lesson in how to go about when we feel immersed in darkness. Instead of reading the verse, "And God said, let there be light." So picture it, Vayomer Elohim, Vayahi Or, and God said, quote, "let there be light." We can read it differently. We can read it, Vayomer, and the person says, instead of "and God says," Vayomer, Elohim, Vayahi Or. So the person is crying out and saying, and the person says, "God, be the light," meaning that we implore as we cry out or cry in, "Master of the world, I am immersed and enmeshed in darkness. God, may there be light. May you bring me light." And what's the conclusion of the pasuk? Vayahi Or, and there is light. See, the Holy One, Chevra, the Holy One, blessed be He, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, helps the person who cries out and reveals within that person the organus, meaning that the light that is hidden is indeed hidden, but always there for each one of us to access. However, we need to request from God that God reveals this light and illuminates our lives. Hence the power of the verse, reading it differently, Vayomer, and this person who's immersed in darkness says, God, be light. God will in fact respond to this heartfelt cry and provide the proper he'ela, the illumination. And when we may wonder, well, what is the illumination? What does that look like? What does that feel like? We find the answer again in Proverbs, in Mishle, in the 6th chapter, in the 23rd verse, Mishle Vav Chaf Gimel, Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Ora, that a mitzvah for us can become a lamp, a source of light, and the Torah is light. So the commandment is a lamp and the Torah is light, meaning learning Torah, exploring Torah, acquiring Torah, engaging in the back and forth, in the limud of Torah, observing whatever mitzvot one chooses to observe. This is what reveals to us the light that's inside. These are our resources, Chevra, our tools, our opportunities to extricate ourselves from the darkness and confusion we may be entrapped in, and to free ourselves so we can live a life that honors our spiritual center, that brings dignity to our lives. In this way, we indeed become, as the prophet Isaiah, Yeshayahu, told us what our mandate is relative to the rest of the world. Be an or l'goyim, be a light unto the nations. Of course, to do that, we need to discover the light that's inside of us. Then we can bring light to the rest of the world. In conclusion, the Netivot Shalom explains that the Holy Torah established within this context the reality and the purpose of the Jew, which is to reveal, legalot, the divine light, which is ever present within the Jew. And this, Chevra, is the ultimate advice when one feels immersed in one's personal tohu vavohu, in the earthly-based physical matters. Call out or call in to God and say, help, help reveal the light that's in me. Shabbat shalom u'mevurach.
Thank you, Yiscah Smith. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you on the next episode of Pardes from Jerusalem.